Obedience. In the premortal existence, Heavenly Father presided over a great council in heaven. There we learned of His plan for our salvation, which included a time of testing on the earth. We will make an earth whereon these may dwell, and we will prove them herewith, to see if they will do all things whatsoever the Lord their God shall command them. Abraham chapter 3, verses 24 through 25. One reason you are here on the earth is to show your willingness to obey Heavenly Father's commandments. Many people feel that the commandments are burdensome and that they limit freedom and personal growth. But the Savior taught that true freedom comes only from following Him. If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John chapter 8, verses 31 through 32. God gives commandments for your benefit. They are loving instructions for your happiness and your physical and spiritual well-being. The prophet Joseph Smith taught that obedience to the commandments leads to blessings from God. He said, "There is a law irrevocably decreed in heaven, before the foundations of this world, upon which all blessings are predicated. And when we obtain any blessing from God, it is by obedience to that law upon which it is predicated." Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verses 20 through 21. King Benjamin also taught this principle. "I would desire that you should consider on the blessed and happy state of those that keep the commandments of God," he counseled. "For behold, they are blessed in all things, both temporal and spiritual. And if they hold out faithful to the end, they are received into heaven, that thereby they may dwell with God in a state of never-ending happiness. Oh, remember, remember that these things are true, for the Lord God hath spoken it." Mosiah chapter 2, verse 41. Our obedience to the commandments is an expression of our love for Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. The Savior said, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." John chapter 14, verse 15. He later declared, "If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." John chapter 15, verse 10. Additional references. Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 through 15. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. John chapter 7, verse 17. 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7. Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verses 21 through 22, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 82, verses 8 through 10. See also Agency, Plan of Salvation,